From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the ceasefire holds. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Monday, despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding on its third day. He says he is hopeful that the warring parties will abide by the new ceasefire agreement, so next week's resumption of peace talks in Geneva can go ahead as planned. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN chief in no way underestimates the difficulties of getting Syria's warring factions around the negotiating table to talk peace. But he says there are hopeful signs that the cessation of hostilities agreement is holding and could be extended for 2 weeks. Ban Ki-moon agrees several reported violations of the agreement are troubling. However, he notes, the members of the International Syria Support Group Ceasefire Task Force are closely monitoring the situation. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Iranian moderates have won a majority in the country's top clerical body, the Assembly of Experts. Two leading hardliners were defeated in their bid for re-election to the 88-member assembly. That body will pick the country's next supreme leader to succeed Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Hundreds of migrants and refugees tried to break through a border fence into Macedonia from Greece Monday as frustrations boiled over at restrictions imposed on people moving through the Balkans. Macedonian police fired tear gas as a group of some 300 Iraqis and Syrians forced their way through a Greek police cordon and raced toward a railway track between the two countries. Somali authorities have arrested 6 people in connection with Sunday's double bomb attack by al-Shabaab in the town of Baidoa. At least 32 people were killed, more than 60 wounded. This is VOA News.